This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning, welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday morning. Wealthy Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors, along with Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, we are your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keefe, good morning. And WILO News Director Ken Hartman joining me in the studio. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the WILO Skywatch weather forecast is cloudy skies today, 32 going to be the high. Not as cold tonight, cloudy, chance of light freezing, drizzle, and rain throughout the night, a low at 32. We had some of that this morning, that light
drizzle
on the cusp of freezing.
Yes, and it's caused some problems, especially north of here.
Mm-hmm. Now, we initially had a lot of two-hour delays, and it seems like in the last 20 minutes we've been getting some phone calls of
closing.
Right, and most schools doing e-learning.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, but nothing in the immediate Clinton County, right?
I haven't been outside to know exactly what it's doing. So
school-wise, though,
everything's fine. Yeah.
Not as cold tonight. Cloudy, chance of light freezing and rain, as we said, 32. The low, mostly cloudy, and 35 for a high tomorrow. Tomorrow night starts getting a little dicey. This has moved up a day from when we were talking yesterday, Kim.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of light freezing rain, maybe mixed with snow after midnight, a low at 28. Light freezing rain Thursday morning and snow, possibly mixed with rain till midday, then rain likely in the afternoon. Luckily, it'll warm up above freezing to a high at 35.
But that doesn't mean anything because it goes right back down.
I know. Friday night, snow showers likely, a low at 25. And then Saturday, they're still calling for, quote-unquote, moderate snow accumulations.
Mm-hmm. And late Friday night as well.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night into Sunday morning, the snow showers are likely colder. And when we say colder, Ken Hartman, we mean a low at 14 and wind chill readings 5 below to 5 above.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, colder again, a low at 6 and wind chill readings up to 17 below. Just in time for Monday morning, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sunshine, but a high of only 22, so don't get your hopes up, right?
Yeah, just don't run out in your Speedo.
No. Thanks for that visual first thing this morning, Ken. I've not had my breakfast yet.
You're welcome.
Well, Frankfort Street Superintendent Jason Forsyth has announced construction crews starting on the west end of the Washington Avenue project. That's at the intersection of Williams and Washington Streets. Instead of the east end, as they had started and originally planned, Forsyth added they hope to start the project today. Workers have already put the signs and barricades out there. I know some people were talking about the detours this morning. And, you know, I was thinking about the detour. They kind of route you out around the backside of the golf course and stuff, but there's no really easy way.
There is no good way.
Unless you come into town. But then you got to mess with, 28.
When you're a semi, there is no good way to get around this town.
No, sir.
I'm sorry. It's just not a good way. There's just nothing good.
So motorists asked to seek an alternate route will, of course, keep you up to date because a lot of that could change day to day as far as not the detour necessarily, but just like what they're getting covered.
Yeah.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, Ken Hartman and I will play musical chairs. Laura Archibald, a good friend of WILO, the Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition, in the studio.
I assume it'll be Laura. I don't know for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it'll be a rep.
Anyway, yeah, it'll be a rep. Yeah.
We got an all-star lineup the rest of the week here, Kim. We got Spaceport Indiana President and CEO Brian Tanner coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon Thursday and Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer coming in Friday to join us here.
Uh-huh.
And then next Monday, we'll have our very own Don Stock here to talk about the Frankfort Hot Dogs Alumni Hall of Fame. Last year was the first year for that. Hard to believe it's already been 1 year.
Yeah, that's it. It was very successful. They're going to induct 11 this time through. So.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, late yesterday afternoon, speaking of Don, he texted us and told us that the boys basketball, Rossville taking on Frankfort, this is at Rossville. We're supposed to have that game this past Saturday night here on Wilo, and that has been postponed and rescheduled to tomorrow night. And that'll be Frankfort at Rossville, 7:30 tip-off, and you can hear that game entirely right here on WILO. The American Red Cross scheduled some blood drives in Frankfort in Clinton County. They're doing one this Friday at Clinton Prairie High School, noon to 6. A week from Thursday at the First Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Frankfort, 11 to 5. If you need more information, call them at 800-733-2767, or better yet, just stop by. You ever give blood, Ken?
No, I never have.
Yeah, I have a couple times. Worked with a guy one time. He celebrated his 20th gallon of giving blood after like 15 years. This guy went faithfully. And it's good if you can do it, right? You never know. Well, the No Regrets Men's Conference with the Faith Family Church at 50E. I'd like to buy a vowel.
Please do.
508 West Green Street in Frankfort. Very Faith good. Family Church. Yes, thank you very much. It's the No Regrets Men's Conference. February 2nd, just around the corner, about 17 days from now. Now, what they do, Ken, is they have, when you have men, you have to have food, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to have a full day of food and lunch and some little pastries and tea and coffee and drinks. And what they're wanting you to do is come over to Faith Family Church that Saturday at 508 West Green Street in Frankfort. And it basically is $15 per ticket. You can register online now at faithroots.org. Just show up about 9 o'clock, and then from 9:30 to 5 all day, they will be piping in this high-quality video that is live from a church in Wisconsin. They'll have some big names, Rod Harrison, Brian Loritz, Dan Seaborn, and Steve Sonderman, just to name a few. But they're just talking about what it's like to be a man and a Christian in this day and age and how to walk with Jesus. So if you want more information, it's faithroots.org. Well, you know, I don't remember the government workers, Ken, caring when I was laid off or lost my job. I'm tired of hearing them complain about it.
Yeah.
I just went out and found another job. I'm tired of hearing them complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. The partial government shutdown enters its third week. No one seems to have any answers, Ken, on how it might end. This thing is no, up for toss, man.
There is no answer, right? There is an answer, but the parties who are involved, both sides, do not want to acknowledge that those answers exist.
They've dug in so deep.
Yeah, I
mean, can you ever go back, right?
Well, the problem is now they've dug in so deep, they got the dirt above their heads.
They're deep, right?
They're so deep now, it wouldn't make any difference.
Donald Trump remains dug in on his request for more than $5 billion for a wall along the Mexican border, while House Democrats maintain they won't fund it. Without their support, he can't go through the usual channels to ensure the funding becomes law. Couple options we've got at this moment. Trump and Pelosi could cut a deal on immigration. I don't know if I see that happening, but Republican senators could get cold feet, too, you know, because they are they're starting to take some heat.
Yeah.
Trump, of course, could declare a national emergency, too, which we really don't want to see happen.
Right.
Larry, good morning.
Good morning. There's people, some of them I've heard, they try to get another job, people wouldn't hire them.
Really?
Because they said, well, if I hire you, then you get to go back to work, or you go back to work for the government.
Well, that's, you know, where you got to make a decision. I don't know. I mean, I've been in a situation before where I just needed to work for a couple weeks before something else came along, you know. I know if you go in there and you're honest about it, right, hey, I'm going to work till the government shutdown's over, that might not help you. But, you know, I don't want to hear them crying. Tough toenails.
Well, I don't either, but That's just the way life is.
Yeah, it must be tough having a government job, making all that money. You have 16 holidays a year, paid vacations, 401k, you know. Boo-hoo.
You sound like a man I know, used to know. And he was talking about me. He was very upset that I was retired from the military, retired from a factory because of my handicap, and was working.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Well, he did, and I looked at him. I said, hey, you could have done the same thing. You had 16 years in the Navy before when you got out,
mm-hmm.
which to me is not too bright.
Well, if you're taking advantage of the situation and the, you know, everything, then Larry, yeah, I got a problem with that. But I mean, if you know, as long as it's on the up and up, and you know, you've earned it. You know, I mean, you retired from a factory, you're ex-military, you're a vet.
Yep.
You know.
But anyway, I agree with you partially, but I just think it's the way it's done. The problem with the government being shut down is not so much the people who are not working, except because the Coast Guard's working, and,
right,
and they're not getting paid.
Right.
Now, are we paying our Army, Navy, and Air Force? I doubt it.
I think
now,
I think I had heard that they will get paid, but they are not getting paid right now.
That will see it. Do you know how many businesses that affects?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, small mom-and-pop businesses.
Sure.
And in these military towns and surrounding areas.
You're right.
And then you got the Department of Agriculture's not working. And that's important to us here in Clinton County because we're about 50% or more farm.
Absolutely. Well, what we'll see here over the next couple of weeks, Larry, I think we'd all agree, Ken and I were talking about this late last week, of we'll start seeing this every day. There will be more and more trickle down, you know, where it starts to affect. Well, the government shutdown, it may not affect one part of our life now, but a couple more weeks, you know, and there will be something that might hit us.
Yeah, that, see, I'm questioning if I get my two paychecks the first of the month.
Social Security is already being affected.
Yep.
Big pardon?
I said Social Security is already being affected.
It is being affected?
Yes. I saw that this morning.
I hope you get those checks, Larry. I mean, it's people like you that I do feel for, you know.
You're gonna have the Social Security issue, plus you're also gonna have the issue with the tax refund checks too.
And the issue, if you're having trouble with Social Security, then you're gonna have trouble with the hospital and the clinics.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're not gonna get paid either for you.
Right. That's right.
Now, are they going to refuse to accept you, or are they going to still accept you?
Oh, they'll accept you, because as long as you spend money, they think they're going to get from you.
Yeah, well, who knows?
That's right.
As bad a shape as this government's in, we may wind up having to declare bankruptcy.
Might be kind of fun to see
that. I guess that is an option.
Well, you think what, we're over $20 trillion in debt now?
Yes, 23.
Yeah, I've seen 22. I haven't seen 23 yet.
Mm-hmm.
What's another trillion?
Yeah, well, what's another trillion is what's wrong with our country right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got all these other problems that we got. See, the thing that irritates me is, it's just a power play, as far as I'm concerned. And, of course, I'm not happy with Trump, but I'm a little bit not happy with Pelosi and them either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's who has the most power. And to me, that's not what the government's about. The government's about serving the people of this country. And neither one of them outfits are really serving the people.
Amen.
I'm serious. I mean, they're equal. They're, I mean, I hear some of my conservative friends complaining about the Democrats, but you know what? It's just as much their fault as it is our fault.
Sure. That's right.
And I don't know. I just wish that clown that ran the Senate would put those bills on the floor that was passed by the House, which are some of the same bills the Republicans already passed.
Right.
In the Senate. Vote on them. Let the president have them. If he vetoes them, then vote on them again and override the veto and make them law.
Well, isn't McConnell from Kentucky, and Kentucky's not known as a very bright state?
Be nice to Ken.
I am being nice.
Yeah, we used to have a lot of them come up here for the summer to work on tomatoes along with the Hispanics when they raised tomatoes around here.
A lot of Kentuckians.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they come up here and work and get paid. I don't know if they just work. They didn't work just here. They just a lot of them come up just for the picking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hear about that weather.
I know. Ken and I were looking ahead yesterday a little bit, and I thought, oh boy, here it comes again.
Yep,
right?
We're going to get it again this weekend. Don't know.
And that one day you said it's supposed to be 32 and rain.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It snowed all day, didn't it?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, remember that one day last week? It was supposed
to. No, I was talking about, I think, 91.
Oh, yeah. Ice?
Because I think I was out of electricity for 13 days.
Yeah. You and a lot of other people.
Yep. So, anyways, hope it don't do that.
Yes, sir.
And let's call your congressman and tell him to get off his backside and do something good.
Well, all right, just for everybody needs to be aware, we have a legislative breakfast, 8:30 on Saturday morning. We'll have Jim Buck, Don Leahy, Heath Van Adder, and Brian Buchanan here. So 8:30 a.m. Saturday morning, Wesley Manners. Yeah.
It's reading. You know, I'm not going to be able to get out there, but there's something I would like for somebody to bring up. They're talking about all these. I would like for them to bring up a bill about grandparents' rights.
Okay.
You know what I'm getting at?
I think I do.
Well,
like visitation or?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
just like you and Shell get married.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of you get mad at her mother and refuse her the right to see her grandchildren.
Right.
That's not right.
I agree with that. And I've got an ex-wife that I actually went through that about 15 years ago with. She was trying to keep my kids from my parents, and they were fit to be tied. Luckily, we worked all that out. But you know, they don't have a whole lot of rights. You're right. People don't always think about the grandparents in a divorce or something.
Exactly, and I would love to see that. But and I brought this up several times, but they just don't seem to think that's important.
Well, I'd be behind you right there, Larry.
You don't care for a Republican. You and I agree a lot.
I know we do, don't we, buddy?
Well, I just like a friend of mine who is deceased now said that, you know, Larry, I really think you're a closet Republican. I said, no, I'm just being logical.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly. You just apply some common sense, right?
Yep, exactly. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great day, my friend. Appreciate it.
I'm going to bring this up because I dug this out. I've had it now for a couple, 3 days. But this is something you may find interesting and you may not.
Okay.
A 2004 speech that Donald Trump gave at Wagner College graduation has gone viral. In it, Donald Trump says, quote, "If there's a concrete wall in front of you, you go through it. Go over it, go around it, but you get to the other side of that wall," unquote.
Little did he know. Things can come back and bite you, right?
That, that footage was drug up by Trevor Noah.
And that was when he was trying to probably be positive, right? Talking about overcoming obstacles.
That's when he was accepting an honorary doctorate degree at the Staten Island College. Now some of the students are saying that administration should take back that honor.
Well, we know. Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Hmm. They're just being petty.
Wagner College, well, a lot of people think Trump's being petty about how he's doing things now.
Right, but that's just stupid. Well, they don't need to. I don't care what they have to say. Well, I don't want their 2 cents. Speaking of 2 cents, the college football champion Clemson Tigers.
Oh, this is another joke.
Who walloped Alabama Crimson Tide for the national championship in college football. Kind of took me by surprise. I thought it'd be a closer game. The Clemson Tigers can now say, Ken, they ate hamburgers with President Trump. Due to the government shutdown, the food choice was Big Macs, Whoppers, French fries, and pizza. It's, of course, usual for champion teams to come to the White House and have lunch with a president.
Not so much anymore. It's not.
No, and some teams don't want to come have lunch with this president.
Clemson's been about the only team that has gone to the White House recently.
Yeah, who was it? An NBA team last year? They didn't go
to the Golden State, didn't
they?
Yeah.
Bunch of wusses. So anyway, if you do go to the White House and the government shut down, at least you still got Big Macs and Whoppers and French fries and pizza and hopefully a pill of Lipitor or something, right?
Also, this weekend coming up, we have the Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse coming up this weekend.
The Blood Moon?
Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse.
Super Blood Wolf Moon Eclipse. Okay, yeah. I'm going to take your word for it.
This is a total lunar eclipse, also known as Eclipse of the Moon. It'll start late Sunday and finish early Monday, our time. This type of eclipse happens when the moon passes fully in the shadow of the Earth.
That'll be cool.
Late Sunday and early Monday.
Eclipses are kind of cool. You know,
of course, it's going to be colder than you know what outside.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, another partial government shutdown thing is the FDA resuming inspections of food facilities today. I didn't know they had quit. This is kind of scary.
I knew they quit.
I knew they had cut back some.
Yeah, I knew they quit.
Just in time for the romaine lettuce, right?
Right.
The FDA hasn't inspected places that produce food since the partial government shutdown began more than 3 weeks ago. FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said Monday hundreds of furloughed workers have agreed to come back to work without pay. So I'm glad to see they're checking out our meatpacking process plants.
This is something. This is before your time, and I am aware of this, even though this is a little before my time. December the 15th, 1944, famed American bandleader Glenn Miller walked across Trimwood Farm Airfield in southeast England, climbed into the passenger seat of a UC-64A Norseman light aircraft, and set off for France. With World War II still raging in Europe, he was the hottest recording artist at the time. He was going to play for weary Allied troops. Tragically, he never made it, because somewhere between England and northern France, that plane and him and he vanished. And to date, not a single trace of that aircraft or him have been discovered.
Hmm.
So very much like Amelia Earhart.
Wow.
But they think now that a retired trawlerman from England who is utterly convinced, he pulled up the wreck of Miller's aircraft in his fishing nets 32 years ago. And they say this maybe account is totally credible.
I'll be darned.
But then they told him to put it back down there because it's the final resting place.
Okay, well, kind of respect the wishes.
So who knows?
That's a bit strange.
Yeah, but that came across yesterday. And
interesting. In the U.S., Ken, you're more likely to die from an accidental opioid overdose than from a car accident.
True.
What a sad commentary in America. The National Safety Council says the odds of death from an accidental overdose are 1 in 96, while the odds of death from an automobile crash are 1 in 103.
Not if people drive like hillbillies, it's not.
True. The odds of dying from an accidental overdose are also greater than the risk of death from pedestrian incidents, falls, drowning, and fire. The report is based on data from 2017, and truth be known, probably a little worse now.
Yeah.
Well, the CDC says over 6 million people have been hit with the flu this season.
Mm-hmm.
Health officials reported Friday between 6 million and 7 million people have been infected. As many as 80,000 of those have been hospitalized. Last year, about 50 million people came down with influenza, and 80,000 people died from it last year, making it the worst flu season in decades. Do you take a flu shot?
No, I do not.
I don't either. I never have.
I did it one time, and that's the worst I've ever had the flu.
I think you told me that, yeah, right?
Have you got the story about the Pringles can over there?
No, I heard you read that on your morning show.
I think I may have I may have it over here.
I saw it, but I didn't. I don't think I marked that one. A lot of people know, a lot of adults, if they have kids. Have you ever heard of Gymboree? Are you familiar with Gymboree?
Sort of.
It is a basically a clothing retailer for kids, and it's kind of a higher end, but still sort of affordable. But this is kind of a big deal. This was an up-and-coming company. Gymboree is said to be closer to filing for bankruptcy protection. The Wall Street Journal reports the children's clothing retailer is planning to file for Chapter 11 this week. Sources say Gymboree will likely liquidate and close all 900 stores. A lot of people going to Gymboree. Mm-hmm. They were so successful. I'm surprised they're not doing that well.
Yeah, talking about the Pringles can, I've got it over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay. Lay it on me, Ken.
This is just so bizarre. A woman in Wichita Falls, Texas, is putting a unique spin on drinking and driving. Police were called to a Walmart in the area on Saturday where the woman was reported to be drinking wine out of a Pringles can. Well, this is even worse. While taking an electronic scooter for a joyride around the parking lot.
See, she didn't even stay in the store.
The caller told police she'd been riding around the store's parking lot since about 6:30 that morning. When they arrived, they found the woman at a nearby restaurant, who knows what she was doing, and notified her that she was banned from Walmart.
She had some munchies is what she was doing.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, she should have put it in like a Sprite bottle or something, right, if you're going to try to pull it off. And number two, why are you cruising the parking lot? Just stay in the store. Nobody's going to really probably say much to you. But she chose to take it to the road,
I don't want to say what's on my mind. I'll let it go.
All right, just a couple minutes before we take a break, we'll have a representative from Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition coming in the studio to talk with Ken. Today's Tuesday, January 15th, 1870 on this day, Ken. The donkey was first used to symbolize the Democratic Party. The donkey appeared in a cartoon by Thomas Nast in Harper's Weekly.
And a lot of people would view the backside of those donkeys as what most politicians are nowadays.
Yes. I think the donkey's rear end could speak for a lot of politicians mm-hmm. on both sides of the aisle
yes,
today.
Yes, I totally
right?
agree with that.
Okay. Or maybe a horse's.
Either one, they both fit.
1943 on this date, the Pentagon was completed in Arlington, Virginia. 1953 on this date, President Harry Truman became the first U.S. president to use radio and television to say farewell as he left office. The first solar-heated radiation-cooled house was built by Raymond Bliss on this date in Tucson, Arizona in 1955.
I saw that this morning.
1976, Sarah Jane Moore was sentenced to life in prison for the attempted assassination of President Gerald Ford. And it was on this day in 2016, just 3 short years ago, actor Dan Haggerty died at the age of 74 from spinal cancer. I loved Grizzly Adams. He was best known for playing the lead in the film The Life and Times of Grizzly Adams. Did you like Grizzly Adams?
No.
Oh, why not?
Too folksy.
Well, you're a city guy, though. I come from the country. Like the Grizzly Adams.
You come from the hills and the hicks.
What was that movie? Yeah, I do, and I'm proud of it. What was that movie Robert Redford was in? Jeremiah Johnson. Did you like that?
That was
well done.
I like Redford, but not in that one.
All right. Thanks, Ken, as always. Right. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Also, Simple Time Antiques. Step back into a simple time and say good morning to Michelle. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Milner Healthcare, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you.